In veterinary hospitals across the country, you'll find dogs recovering from car accidents, cats with cancer, and family pets of all kinds awaiting specialized treatment. They're the sickest of the sick. Surgery is common, and the animals, just like humans, often need blood. In the past, it's usually come from the pets of veterinarians and other staff members. But the growing number of sophisticated surgeries and emergency treatments has created a greater need for blood. In fact, it's spawned a whole new business, private blood banks for animals. Veterinarian Ann Hale is director of Midwest Animal Blood Services. It's based in central Michigan, about 25 miles from the capital of Lansing. The blood bank is one of only five in the entire country and the only one serving this region.
We can assume that in a community the size of Lansing, that at least two veterinarians each day might be performing a transfusion on a companion animal.
That might not sound like a lot, but Hale says the numbers add up. Right now, Hale's bank supplies about 4,000 units of dog blood a year.
And we still are in a situation that every time somebody calls, we can't always provide the product because we don't have enough donors available. So for every one that we can fill, we probably have two who call that we can't.
So on this day, Hale's Blood Bank, along with the Michigan State University Veterinary Hospital and the American Red Cross, have joined forces to raise awareness of the need for blood donors, both human and animal. They're recruiting them here at the Pets and People Blood Drive. On one side of the room, the Red Cross is screening and collecting blood from human donors, while across the room, Dr. Hale is examining dogs, taking samples to determine their blood types and to test for diseases. One of the first dogs in line is Bessie.
What a good dog. How old is Bessie?
She turned a year.
Oh, my goodness.
Last December.
Okay.
So she's about one and a half. She's just an awesome dog. Aren't you, babe?
Bessie is an old English Mastiff who's in the first stage of screening.
Come on, Bessie.
Come on, Bessie. Let's see if we can get some blood from you.
To qualify, dogs have to be between 1 and 7 years old, and they have to weigh over 50 pounds, which is no problem for Big Bess, who tips the scales at 120. But Bessie will also need to have the right blood type. Dr. Hale is looking for dogs whose blood is compatible with all others, the equivalent to a human blood type O negative. Only 15 to 20% of dogs have this particular blood type, and Michelle Pressler is hoping her Bessie is one of them.
I figured she's a big dog, she's not going to miss much blood, and if she can help somebody else out, that would be the best, because I just love her. And I think that if it can help out another dog, that would be great.
To help meet the growing need for blood, banks around the country are beginning to work together, setting up a nationwide network made up of small, community-based blood banks. Dr. Hale says in the last year, one of them opened in Chicago, and others will soon open in Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin. Val Courtright coordinates donor recruitment for Midwest Animal Blood Services. She says as more dogs benefit from donated blood, more owners are bringing in their pets to be screened. Courtright says that was the case with a man who showed up at one of the blood bank's first donor drives.
He said, you know, I'm stopping to get my dogs typed because their mother, who was a champion, she was taken ill very suddenly. They found out she had cancer, end-stage cancer, and they were able to transfuse her, and we were able to take her home to say goodbye. And that's why I'm here, because I want, you know, for other people to be able to have time to make those choices just like human beings are able to do.
Courtright says Midwest Animal Blood Services now has about 100 registered dog donors. But she says today's drive demonstrates the difficulty in meeting the demand. Of the 30 dogs screened, just one qualified to be a donor. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in East Lansing, Michigan.